All right, Mookie, overall winner today, second overall, I think, to Barsha overall, I think. I didn't look, but I assume so.
Yeah, second overall, and then first just for tonight. No, it felt good. All weekend I felt really good. Just had some bad luck on my side. First moto last night, you know, me and Jordan Tixier got into it, and then did me and Fran just did a front flip in the first turn, the last lanes last night. So again, just really, I was just like, you know what, I ain't crashing no more. I already got enough battle scars as it is. So let's just go out here and have fun, and really just put my head down and just click some good laps. And I ended up third the first one, and then won the second one. Justin kind of gave me an open window. I saw Justin and Fernandez got into it on the last lap. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna take this. And then Justin made a mistake. Me and Justin been together all weekend, but you know, that's just cool. Like, you know, at least we showed a lot of respect for each other, you know, just trying not to take each other out, because at the end of the day, man, we know, like, it's not just this weekend, it's, you know, A1, and we don't want to just start, you know, want to wipe the slate clean. We don't want to start off with, oh, that's a lot of hate for a lot of months. But
he likes it, though. He thrives on it. But yeah, not you.
Yeah, I'm not, I try to be nice to everybody, but like I said, at first I want to say, what's up with the cargo shorts? You know, I saw this guy yesterday. He was just wearing what, Dickies? Was it Dickies?
No, it was just like cotton short.
Just cotton short. Just, no, you know,
they were a Fly racing short, actually.
No, actually, matter of fact, I think they were Walmart. Yeah. Okay.
But sometimes I can get classy.
Oh yeah, real classy. Yeah, yeah. So. Hey, I like you better in the cargo shorts.
Yeah, no, it holds my stuff. Yeah. God, you were beating down those whoops like they owed you money. That's what I tweeted. Like, you just today, you were just crushing those things.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. I literally remember coming in and I just held them wide open, and I like got halfway and I'm like, if you crash, this is it. Like, this is, you're done. You're done, done. But yeah.
I tweeted that you were levitating above them in the Super Bowl. Like, I'm like, oh.
Hey, I was like, if I'm going to win the Super Bowl, you know, that's $1,000. Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, a nice little plane ticket on the way home. Maybe first class, you know, with some miles, you know. So, again, for me, it's just having fun being over here. I got solid racing on my belt. So, we done did three, Montreal, Monster Cup, and here we are in Paris in a couple more weeks, and we do in Geneva. So, it's just, I'm more just happy just to be back racing. 9 months, that took a lot out of me. And like I said, for us just to be back, it feels good.
It looked pretty good today, for sure. And like you said, your starts were much better. God, it's a lot of laps, though, in the main event, huh?
Yeah, 14. For the 14 minutes, I was sitting there. I remember, like, looking up at the board, and I'm like, we're only 7 minutes into this race. Like, I swear I've done, like, 8. So I know for a fact we've done under 20 laps. Yeah. But, you know, that's it. You know, that's the whole analogy coming over here. We put on a show for the crowd. And, you know, I think you kind of use this race as just kind of like a little fitness test. That's the way I look at it. It's like just to see where you are. I mean, of course, it's not, you know, as wide as back home and, like, A1 and stuff. But the intensity is there. The racing, the gate drops. And we have some heavy hitters. Justin Barsha, Dylan Fernandez, teammate Vince Freeze, Reed, Hill. You know, there's a lot of good guys here.
The depth was really good.
Yeah, so it's not like it's just a rollover race. You know, at the end of the day, we're here to have fun. But, you know, it's kind of like that little bragging rights kind of deal, too.
Early in the main, you lost 0.8 to Dylan in one lap. I don't know what happened. Don't know what did. Then you started clicking down and 0.2, 0.2, 0.2. You started stretching it back out. Do you remember what you did?
I'm assuming, let's just say I got sketchy and whoops.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
I don't really know. I know I could hear the crowd, and they were making me nervous. And I was just like, and the closer he was getting, I could hear the French fans getting louder and louder. And I was just like, you know, he's a French rider. You know, this is his hometown. I think that was just, he had a little bit of juice on his side. So I was like, I gotta squeeze that out. You know what I'm saying? So I hit a couple ninja moves over there, but stretched it back out. But no, he rode good. I think that was good for him just to pressure me like that. It kind of gave me a little fitness test to see where I'm at. And again, it's, we got a month and a half. Well, it's a month and some change before A1, and we got a lot of work to do still, but I'm happy. The whole Smart Top Bullfrog Honda, obviously Shoei, Scott Garnet, Torio Escondido, my mechanic Jason Seven, just, you know, everybody has had my back. All the fans, both of my teammates rode good tonight. They had a couple good rides. So, you know, really, it's just, I think one of the coolest part about it is actually hanging out with Chad a lot, you know, this weekend. He was, you know, just so down to earth. You know, we're over here literally talking about his kids in the airport Fortnite, and they were thinking it's me. So like I said, just, you know, I think that's one cool thing about coming over over here is like, you know, everybody's pretty, you know, really chill. Of course, back in the States, it's, you know, really stressful.
Very serious.
Yeah, everything's really serious. But, you know, we're here just to put on a good show for, you know, for everybody, and everybody just wants to go home safe.
Well, good job. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you in a couple weeks in Geneva. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I think you need to just get me on the show, man.
You're just on. We just had you on.
Just on. So you just going to write me off the script like that or what? Like, I mean, am I not good enough to make it every Tuesday, Monday? What, like, you know?
No, we can do it. We can have like a weekly Mookie call-in. I just feel like, I feel like you'll ghost me, though.
I feel like you can call me at least, you know, every 2-3 weeks. Yeah. I'll feel a little bit better.
I mean, you're always a very entertaining interview.
I'm going to take all your cargo shorts off.
All right. Thanks, Mookie.